CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. President Trump goes to the U.S. Capitol.
This is really just a pep talk.
Just a pep talk, he says, for House Republicans who've not backed his budget bill. CBS's Natalie Brand.
There is a delicate dance that has to be done here between bringing conservatives and moderates together. Some of these sticking points regarding Medicaid and also spending cuts not going far enough, according to budget hawks. Then there's the issue of the moderates who want increased tax deductions.
Well, CBS's Jill Schlesinger says a major store chain has weighed in on the Trump tariffs.
Unlike mega retailer Walmart, Home Depot says it doesn't expect to raise prices because of tariffs. In an interview with CNBC, Chief Financial Officer Richard McPhail said that due to the company's scale and the partnerships that they have created with their suppliers, they intend to maintain their current pricing levels across the company.
Well, now to New Orleans. CBS's Katie Weiss has the latest on the big jailbreak last week. A worker at the lockup is accused of helping the 10 get free.
This maintenance worker is accused of helping the inmates turn off the water supply so that the inmates could then pull the toilet from the wall and successfully make their escape without getting drenched.
Six of the escapees are still at large. The accused man says his life was threatened. Words of warning from Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear. The forecast is ominous in a state that has seen tornadoes cause 19 deaths and destruction in recent days.
We need everybody to be weather aware. We need everybody to have a place to go tonight, preferably that has a basement.
Well, CBS's Nicole Skanga says there are questions about how robust the federal response will be from FEMA to those storms and others as hurricane season approaches.
Since the president took office on January 20th, at least 2,000 individuals have left the nation's disaster relief agency, putting it at a 20% deficit right now. And there were warning signs. I mean, even before that happened, FEMA was operating with too few resources.
Well, the FDA says it will no longer routinely approve annual COVID-19 shots for younger adults and children who are healthy. Companies that want to market their vaccines to those people will have to conduct new studies. COVID shots will still be regularly approved for seniors and younger people with increased health risks. And on Wall Street, right now the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 91 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Tonight's Common Council meeting in Racine gets going at 6. On the agenda, discussion on whether to override Mayor Corey Mason's veto of a $21,000 payout to a resident. That resident's car was destroyed by a branch from a city-owned tree. The meeting is open to the public at City Hall and will be streamed live on the city's YouTube channel. Racine police confirmed today the name of the boy shot and killed by a sibling last week. 11-year-old Jesus Valadares died after being accidentally shot by his 16-year-old brother Friday at a home on Prospect. The brother is now facing possible charges as the investigation continues. Dirt gets turned tomorrow on a new 50,000-square-foot behavioral health building in Racine County. Construction will be at the former Branham Lumber site on Taylor. The facility will centralize mental health and substance use services and includes a new 15-bed residential treatment program. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers with another win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, for the first time in 2 weeks, the Brewers with back-to-back wins. They beat the Orioles last night 5-4. William Contreras said he thought he just had an okay game, going 4-for-4, including the winning RBI. Pat Murphy.
William has very high expectations. No, he wasn't just good.
He was great.
Game two of the series tonight. NFL, the Packers signed Matthew Golden to a four-year, $17.5 million contract guaranteed. Golden says he can now afford to buy back his grandmother's house in Texas, foreclosed a few years ago.
That's the house I grew up in when I was younger. That, you know, it got taken away from us a couple of years ago. You know, just knowing that I'm in a position to be able to get that back for all my family. Now, that's something my grandma always wanted. Before my great-grandma died, you know, she always wanted one of her grandsons to make it to the NFL. You know, I'm the last one standing in, and I made it.
That's Packers rookie receiver Matthew Golden with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
And windy today with gusts out of the east around 30 to 40 miles per hour and showers and thunderstorms throughout today, continuing this evening and even rolling into tomorrow too. Soaking rainfall amounts are possible. High temperatures stuck to the upper 40s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 44 degrees.
On the station with local news and timeless hits, this guy no slouch himself in the 60s. Here's the game, WRJN.
We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out because I love you too much, baby. Why can't you see what you're doing to me? When you don't believe a word I say,
From Radio Park to Reef Point Marina, local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
There she was, just walking down the street singing. Ooh, she looked fine, and I nearly lost my mind. Before I knew it, she was walking next to me singing. Holding my hand just as natural as can be singing. We walked on, to my door. We walked on to my door. Then we kissed a little more. Single day singing.
WRJN. Congratulations, David from Racine picked up a family four-pack of tickets to Harborfest. Next month, the 13th and 14th at the lakefront, live music and just a great family event. So David's got four freebies from WRJN, and we have more tickets to give away. Could come along at any time here on WRJN. Half an hour from now, another Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget, a great marriage of blues and rock from 1966. It's on the way. From WRJN.
UW-Madison is one of the country's leading hubs for supporting life-changing research and building a skilled workforce. An investment in UW-Madison helps make a healthier Wisconsin, build strong businesses, and win the war for workforce talent, not just in Madison, but across our entire state. Visit uwalumni.com/UW7 to tell your legislators to support UW-Madison in the Wisconsin state budget. That's uwalumni.com/UW7. Paid for by the Wisconsin Alumni Association.
If pain is stopping you from doing what you love, Racine Disc Center is ready to help. They offer revolutionary therapies you won't find at other providers, including a genuine disc decompression table, a Class 4 robotic laser, and more. Dr. Tostrup has amazing success with people who have lived with pain for years and tried almost everything, including chiropractic care for sciatica, severe back, neck, and knee pain, migraines, auto injuries, and more. Visit RacineDiscCenter.com, where you go when you thought there was no hope.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Your loved ones deserve only the best. Parkview Gardens in Racine provides top-tier assisted living with superb care that always puts your family first. It's large enough to offer many amenities and activities, yet small enough to ensure personal attention for every resident. Families trust Parkview Gardens because their top-tier care starts with a team ready to put your family first day and night. Trust a safe, comfortable home where your loved one can thrive. Parkview Gardens. Schedule a tour today by stopping by or visiting parkviewsenior.com.
Keeping you connected to your local community with good news and great conversation. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's a hit. Yeah! Milwaukee Brewers baseball cards are being shared in several communities across the state. The partnership is with police officers in Green Bay, La Crosse, Kenosha, Milwaukee, and Madison, and meant to be an icebreaker between the cops and kids. Here's Brewers President of Business Operations, Rick Schlesinger.
Eventually want to do it to more than just the major cities. We're trying to get around the state as best we can and to sort of engage with our friends around the state. We're a statewide team. We're not just a Milwaukee team.
So see an officer, ask for your own comic book style baseball cards featuring all your favorite Brewers players. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
WRJN's renewed commitment to Racine not only includes local news and timeless hits, but the people of WRJN who work every day to make a positive difference in our community. Don Rosen features folks who do exactly that, weekday mornings between 6 and 9, from local history, entertainment, and politics. Don keeps you in touch with the people who shape our city. WRJN.
Everything was going fine.
Timeless Hits, WRJN, The Lemon Pipers, One Hit Wonder Group, made number one with this, the Green Tambourine. They had other tambourines. There was a purple one and a red one and a paisley one. Well, it was the 60s after that.
Drop your silver in my tambourine. Help a poor man build. Tambourine. Watch the jingle jangle start to shine. Reflections of the music that is mine. When you toss a coin, you'll hear it sing. Now listen while I play my green tambourine.
sweet music from the Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin. Here comes Stuart J. Waddles on the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Here's an update from the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Police are recommending charges against the 16-year-old that shot and killed his brother last week in Racine. Authorities say 11-year-old Jesus Valadares was taken to the hospital by family but did not survive the injuries. Mayor Corey Mason called the loss devastating and is asking the community to keep the family in their thoughts. Those that relied on the LGBTQ Center of Southeast Wisconsin in Racine are looking for answers. Calls for transparency are growing after the center abruptly closed late last week. The center says on a website they're dissolving due to fundraising shortfalls and a challenging political climate. They've canceled all groups and events effective immediately. Some community members say the closure is leaving a critical gap in support. Go deeper on the story at RacineCountyEye.com. The Racine Common Council tonight will decide whether to overturn a mayoral veto. Mayor Corey Mason has opposed the payout of a $21,000 claim for tree damage. It was for a resident whose car was destroyed by a falling branch from a city-owned tree. The mayor cites fiscal responsibility, but critics point to larger city expenditures and recent other litigation as evidence of inconsistency. The meeting is open to the public at City Hall and will be streamed live on the city's YouTube channel. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
WRJN weather.
Wet and windy today, with gusts out of the east around 30 to 40 miles per hour and showers and thunderstorms throughout today, continuing this evening and even rolling into tomorrow, too. Soaking rainfall amounts are possible, and high temperatures stuck to the upper 40s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 46 degrees at our studios.
You call my name, ooh, so sweet, to make your kiss incomplete. When your mood is clear, you quickly change your ways. Then you say I'm untrue. What am I supposed to do? Be a fool who sits alone waiting for you. See the light of your smile, calling me all the while. You are saying, baby, it's time to go. First the feeling's all right, then it's gone from sight. So I've taken out this time to say,
yeah.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. It's WRJN. I'm looking forward to hearing this next song. I haven't heard it for a long time, probably not since high school.
It's by The Animals, one of their better ones, but it's pretty forgotten, which I intend to undo by playing it next as the Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget on WRJN.
Racine, welcome to the tropics, right on Durand Ave. At Tropical Smoothie Cafe, they're blending smoothies your way. Add-ins like protein, collagen, and even the perfect sweetness level. It doesn't stop at smoothies. Fuel up with toasted wraps, sandwiches, or go hazelnuts for the tropic bowls. Try the acai with Nutella, or power up with their peanut butter protein crunch bowl. 32 grams of protein and major vacation vibes in every bite. Now open at 6035 Durand Ave, made to order. Made for you. Tropical Smoothie Cafe. Vacay starts here.
Master Vape and Cigar Shop in Racine is under new ownership and proud to welcome customers with 20 to 50% off on over 50 select items throughout their incredible store. That's right, over 50 different brands of your favorite vape, disposables, gummies, and carts. All 20 to 50% off. Plus, Master Vape has a huge selection of CBD products, pipes, tobaccos, incense, and papers, as well as a premium walk-in cigar humidor that you'll have to see to believe. At the all-new Master Vape and Cigar Shop on Regency West Drive near the Best Buy in Racine.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
The success you've already had matters at University of Maryland Global Campus because we're a school for real life. An accredited state university, UMGC lets you earn up to 90 credits toward a bachelor's for prior learning, life, and work experience, or transfer up to 12 credits toward a master's. We offer affordable tuition and online and hybrid courses. No application fee if you apply by May 30th. Learn more at umgc.edu. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
Across Wisconsin, destination marketing organizations are working to ensure that tourism in our state and your local community is stronger than ever. Their work to drive visitation and enhance the visitor experience not only encourages travelers to discover our great state, it bolsters the economy, supports jobs, and it improves the quality of life for all Wisconsin residents. To learn more about what these great organizations are doing, visit DestinationsWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Destinations Wisconsin.
Let's open up the vault door. For another Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget, a song that has been on the radio for a while. This one by The Animals. Animals were very much a blues rock band. They were as good at it as the Stones were in the Stones' early days. The Animals burst onto the American music scene with House of the Rising Sun. That's about as blues as you can get. They did, in the next 2 years, 10 songs on the American charts. That's pretty good. But then they changed their name to Eric Burdon and the Animals. But the hits continued just the same. This next song was their first song under the new name Eric Burdon and the Animals. And this song goes all the way back, 1925. It was a hit for Ma Rainey in 1925. And if ever there was a marriage of blues and rock, it was with this song by The Animals, C.C. Rider. The Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget for this afternoon on WRJN.
Blue lip on
Eric Burden and the Animals and C.C. Ryder, the Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget for this afternoon. If the Animals did nothing else, their place in rock and roll history was cemented by the fact that their bass player, Chaz Chandler, is the one who discovered Jimi Hendrix. W-R-J-N.
Oh!
Timeless Hits, WRJN. 1963, the featured year. The class of 63 under the microscope for the Kurt Volman 5 o'clock class reunion. That's today, right after the CBS News, right after 5 o'clock, here on WRJN.
J.N. Groovy. We fell in love just like in the movie.
I'm going to slowly move out of here with a song by the Turtles. That was a pun, get it? Kurt Volman is next. Have a great afternoon. WRJN.
You showed me how to do exactly what you do. How I fell in love with you. Special way.
News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. President Trump went to Capitol Hill today, joining House Speaker Mike Johnson in pushing for unity on his budget bill.
If we do not accomplish this mission, every one of you, all the American people, are going to have the highest tax increase that you've ever had.
CBS's Weijia Jiang.
Publicly, the president doesn't want to acknowledge that there is a division within the party, at least within the House, on how to vote on this. But privately, we know that he is really urging these lawmakers to find a solution because, again, he wants this bill to pass.
Federal prosecutors have charged a Democratic representative with pushing and grabbing officers, attempting to arrest the mayor of Newark, New Jersey, outside an immigration detention facility. Representative LaMonica McIver says prosecutors are distorting her actions. CBS's Scott McFarland.
The Department of Homeland Security argues the group stormed the gates and that no one is above the law. But Democrats are rallying behind McIver. They're saying this is an attempt by the Trump administration to intimidate members of Congress.
In Louisiana, there's been an arrest in connection with the escape of some jail inmates. Dave Cohen reports from New Orleans.
Cops have booked one New Orleans jail employee with helping 10 inmates escape.
There was a maintenance worker who got arrested.
Former Sheriff Marlon Gussman, who oversaw the construction of the current jail, is not surprised that the inmates allegedly had inside help.
I saw those cells being made.
He says industrial tools would have been needed to remove a toilet from a wall and cut through crisscrossing metal rebar bars in the wall.